Good.
Ankle sore?
A little bit, it's all right.
How limiting do you think that is right now? I mean, you went to the MRI.
Everything's fine. No, I mean, everything's fine. We got a lot of time left. I mean, take it easy the next couple of days, and should be back. Maybe a little bit still sore on Wednesday, but I think I'll be able to practice and get a full weekend.
At what point yesterday did you hurt the
ankle? The second down before we went for it on that fourth and five there, the play to Daniel. So end of the game, really.
Did it just come on a little bit? It looked like you were moving okay at the end of the game. Did it just get worse as you sat there in the locker room afterwards?
No. I mean, as soon as I did, I knew it was pretty bad. I mean, you're in the heat of the moment, and it's just some things you can play through and some things you can't.
Hey, what do you think of what Brandon Marsh is doing right now?
He's a stud. I mean, we liked the matchup that we had with Brandon and their right corner. I mean, obviously we'd like to get the ball to Javon a little bit more, but we had a good thing going. Brandon, he was making big plays for us, and they were kind of playing off coverage on him. And I mean, you want to get the ball in those guys' hands. I mean, especially the big play capabilities they have.
Are you getting more and more confidence with him as each game wears on?
I had a lot of confidence in Brandon coming into this season. I mean, I think it's just the thing with Brandon. He just had to kind of learn how much potential he has and just work hard each week. And, I mean, he's going to get touches. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And the better he gets, the more attention he's going to get, and that's going to ease things up on Javon's side. So, I mean, it's going to work. It's working out for both of them right now.
Is it a comfort thing for you to know that sometimes when things break down, he may make something out of nothing for you?
Just throw it up. You know, a couple of times yesterday, you're stepping up and you just put one high, and he's gonna go up and get it. I mean, he's gonna make a play for you, and the first guy's probably not gonna take him down. He's gonna get some yards after the catch and give you a chance to score. So he's fun to watch.
Christian, you guys were never able to get the running game established because of the game situation. How much did that just affect the offense as a whole?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, we want to get the running game going, and we want to control the clock. But, I mean, it didn't work out. I mean, I don't think they shut down the run. I think we just didn't go to it as much as we usually do. And stayed in a lot of E personnel. Stoke was in the game a lot. We were throwing it around. So, I don't know. I mean, hopefully this week we can get the running game back on track. But I don't think it's a thing that they shut us down. I mean, I think we just got away from it and tried to throw the ball a little bit more. And we were limited in possessions, too. I mean, we weren't getting the ball that much, and we were just trying to put up points in a hurry. So, one of those things, how it goes.
When the defense was struggling, you know, to get the ball back and stop the run, you kind of get a little jittery on the sidelines there, feel a little pressure with every possession.
Yeah. You gotta make the most of it. Yeah, but, I mean, the possessions started to count more and more. I mean, in this game, I mean, every possession counts, every play counts, and the limited times we got them, it made them even more valuable. So, and we were killing ourselves with the fumbles and the penalties on third down, and just seemed like every time we did something good, we got a penalty or something happened to push us back. So, it was tough. It's tough when you don't get the ball much. I mean, the defense did the best they could. We put them in some bad spots. So, more games to play left, though.
How much trouble have you had with the earpiece?
I can't say anything bad about the earpieces, but We have.
In general, how much would a player have trouble with an earpiece?
They're not the finest contraptions they have out, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, it gets really loud in some stadiums, and sometimes they cut in and out. I mean, some stadiums you hear concession people. I mean, you never know what's going to happen with those things. I'm serious.
Heard concession people before?
Those things are great. All right.
Any hot dogs?
I'd like to.